Well, hello, Audio Boom. It's Adrian at TurboStream. Yes, it's Adrian at TurboStream. You did hear me correctly. So, first Audio Boom for I don't know how long. So I thought I'd do a bit of catch up. Just to prove I'm still alive and kicking. So currently sitting on a footpath at the back end of the Wisley Hill range. So we've got the busy M5 about half a mile in front of me down in the valley. A couple of motorhomes going up north and a couple of caravans going down south. M5 kind of dissects the Worcestershire Plain in half. We're kind of on the Warwickshire side, so we're not far from Junction 4, those of you who want to Google it, just on the bank of a hill. It's one of my favourite places to come and sit. See the motorway snaking from the left round to the right as it wends its way all the way down to the southwest of England, down into Devon. So, what's been happening in the last couple of months? Well, not a huge amount. I know McColgan will chuckle to himself. I've actually been clearing my house out, ready for sale, and I've been preparing Mum's house, ready for me to move in. So we've had decorators in this week. It's like decorators in plural. It's a bloke on his own. He's just what they call walloped a couple of the walls, just emulsioned them, and done the bright work up. So I've ordered a carpet, which is coming on Tuesday. I'm recording this on a Friday. And I've got a couple of new sofas coming. I treated myself to a couple of sofas. I've ordered a new kitchen to be fitted in October. So I've been spending a fair bit of money over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So I've been busy coordinating all that stuff, really. Choosing and designing the kitchen with the help of the firm that's going to do it. Going back and forth, various meetings with the designer that's come out and measured it and stuff. And so that's all scheduled to take place, as I said, in October. I haven't really listened to many audio boos, I'll be honest. I've caught one or two here and there. My mind really hasn't really been on listening to audio, to be fair. I was on a bit of a downer for the last, well, up until about 3 weeks ago. Well, 2 weeks ago, maybe. I think it finally sunk into what's happened. I'm losing Mum, but I think I'm over the worst of that now. I forced myself by doing these jobs on her house, which should soon become my house. I'll have to stop calling it her house. It'll soon be my house. I think I'll call it my house when my house is sold and I'm living there permanently, and it's been re-registered in my name. That's when it'll be my house. I'll put it in. It'll still be her house. It still is her house. Even though she's passed away, she's still in her name. I'm not doing a huge amount of work to the house. Really just minor decorations, just to spruce a couple of rooms up. Obviously the kitchen. I was going to do the bathroom, but I think that'll wait till next year now. Um, So I've been spending my time coordinating things like that and keeping on top of her garden and my garden and sorting through all my stuff. That's taken a long time. I've got camper van on my brain as well. So I've had a lot going on, even though not a huge amount has actually physically happened. There's a lot going on in my head. I think that's why I kind of took myself away from the audio scene for a bit. I just wasn't really in the mood. All walking, I haven't really done any walking. We did the 5 in 5 in June with Dialogue Gambler and All One Word and Sarah and quite a few others. We still didn't do much audio. I was thinking of the term actually for this on the way on the car up here. When you photo bomb somebody's photo, I kind of audio bombed. Would that be a correct phrase? On one of Phil's short audios, I kind of, as I walk into the toilet block. So it was nice to hear Phil do a post the other day. Might have been yesterday, was it yesterday? So that's kind of what's been happening really. So I'm about to hit a busy period at work. Thankfully I haven't really been at work the last couple of weeks. So I've managed to get things done on inverted brackets mum's house. I've managed to get a few things organised. And then most of August I'll be at work. Covering for holidays. I've not fully decided definitely to leave work. I haven't really had a chance to sort out what's happening at work with the boss because he's been away. So obviously sometime in August I'll get a chance to talk to him about it. Because I kind of planned to, in September, just pack it up for 3 or 4 years. And I still want to do that. But I've been standing out by my big brother and his wife has made what to do, but that's still very much up in the air at the moment. So they've gone off to Spain this week. They're having a week in Tenerife in some summer sun. We haven't really had much of that the last fortnight. Last weekend was pretty much continuous rain for 3 days, relentless. That rain just doesn't seem to stop. Seems to have this weather front come across, doesn't it? Just kind of sat there and just dumped inches of rain on us. But thankfully, the last couple of days have been really nice. That's why I'm sat here now. So I've got a nice view of the Malverns. And we can see to Wales just about. And the lowland of Worcestershire, wonderful Worcestershire. Spread out before me. A light aircraft going over the top. And we've got quite fluffy clouds, so the sun's in and out. So depending on where the sun is, it almost illuminates in single fields. So we've got there's a house just down in the valley. A white house with a grey slate roof. And just to the left of that, there's a small copse of trees. It's just nicely illuminated. Makes for a nice scene. It's a shame that the M5 rolls away. It's always nice to sit here and wonder where all these people are going to and coming from. It's actually quieter than I expected to be this time of the night. It's approaching 5 o'clock, I'm not totally sure of the time. It's probably about 4:15, something like that, in the evening. Is that evening or is it afternoon? It's afternoon, isn't it? Yeah, so I'm doing okay. I'm I kind of suddenly realised this afternoon, because my brother's obviously got away, probably for the first time in my life, living around here now, I'm on my own for a week. I can't phone my mum up, can't phone my brother up because he's in Spain. Obviously my dad died a long time ago, so I can't phone him up if I need to. Not that I need to phone anybody up particularly. It's been quite a weird transition actually, since April. It's been quite a bizarre and weird feeling. At first I didn't really want to go back to the house, and I kind of managed to sort those feelings out. And I'm now spending more time there than I'm doing in my own house. So that's the other thing you see, I've lived in my present house for 20 years. So that's another strange thing, knowing that at some point in the next 6 months that'll be owned by somebody else, hopefully. And if I can't sell it, I suppose I'll maybe try and rent it. But it's been a funny 2 or 3 months. It's been quite odd. It's been different to when my dad died, because obviously my mum was still alive, and basically me and my brother rallied around my mum for 2 or 3 years until she got back on her feet. And now, because I haven't got that, everything's falling to me and my brother. He's still at work. So quite a lot of the last month, I've had to do lots of organising. I've been to the tip I don't know how many times. I'm organising a collection for some of the old furniture, because it was rickety furniture that she'd had ever since I was a child, so that'll be another thing going. But I'm having to force the issue, almost. Just force yourself to move on, because you can live in the past all the time, and that's not really very good, really. So I'm making some subtle changes to the house, nothing massively drastic. And then gradually I'll then eventually do the whole house, possibly. Who knows? So that's been Turbo Stream, catching up. Sitting on the side of a hill in wonderful Worcestershire, overlooking the I'm surprised is a fairly quiet M5. Another caravan going south. Two caravans going south. Yeah, I wonder where they're all going. That's where most people go from the Midlands. If you go on your summer holidays in your caravan, you tend to go southwest, Devon and Cornwall. Yeah, so I think that wraps it up, I think, for this rare audio boom of mine. A big thanks to Fireman Rich over the last how many episodes now? 27 episodes of the Tolkien Trivia Tuesday and Thursday on Periscope. Thoroughly entertaining half an hour every Tuesday and Thursday, or 45 minutes depending on how many questions. We've got a trivia book on J.R.R. Tolkien of Lord of the Rings fame, and it's one of his favourite authors, and I happened to see one of his periscopes when he first did it, and he was reading questions out, and a few of us chimed in, and we were having great fun interacting with Rich. It's amazing, sitting in his backyard doing this Tolkien trivia. And of course I'm privileged to live certainly where at least three of the influences of Tolkien certainly the Twin Towers, it's not 100% fact, but there's the a thing called Perrott's Folly. That's P-E-R-R-O-T-S. Perrott's Folly. Now I must have driven past that thing thousands upon thousands of times on my way to work over the years. And the other tower was the Edgbaston Water Tower. And J.R.R. Tolkien spent some of his childhood living around what is now the area of Birmingham called Ladywood. And apparently it's been noted that he was possibly influenced to include the Twin Towers in his books. And there's another place called Sarehole Mill and Moseley Bog, where I used to play as a child. That's S-A-R-E-H-O-L-E, Sarehole Mill. So I did a very brief periscope. I'm not as confident on periscope as I am on audio boom. I'm feeling very self-conscious doing filming and stuff. So, of course, apart from those three facts, I know nothing about Tolkien at all. I've not read any of the books. I've not seen any of the film. So I'm kind of... I'm the captain of the Clueless Club. Because one of the first answers I gave, I said Clueless, and it kind of stuck. Oh, dear, it's so funny. We had... David from Party World on Twitter. He's in Ireland, not far from the Mindy Blog, I don't think. Possibly, I'm not sure. He's actually in Ireland. And there was a Greg from Scotland. He lives on the borders somewhere. There was another Greg in Alaska, and there was somebody called Ashley. I think she was in Canada, possibly, or America somewhere. And it was fantastic, really good fun. A really good way to spend a few summer evenings having lots of banter. Really is a good program, Periscope. I should use it a bit more, really, but I need to get back into my YouTube videos as well. Yeah, so I'll definitely sign off this time. 17 odd minutes. So, I shall finish my flask of coffee. I shall watch the sun fields across through the fields of wonderful Worcestershire and keep them on the M5. It's flowing quite nicely at the moment, so that's your audio boom traffic report for a Friday. So, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next audio boom.